This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 High FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is the New Blue Review. And as we do from time to time, we look at the cultural side of things. And there's a new play on at the State Theatre called A Street Taxi Named Desiree, which is, if you're someone who is into some of the classics, you will recognize what that name, I think, is connected to. But it's an interesting story, and nice to see some creative and new approaches to our theatre going on at the moment. So we thought we would get on the director of this particular play, Obed Mutong. He is the director and is currently having the play on at the State Theatre. Obed, thank you so much for joining us on the New Blue Review.
Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you so much to the listeners for having me.
So, Obed, talk to us a little bit about what is A Street Taxi Called Desiree all about?
So, The Street Taxi Named Desiree is a satirical comedy that looks at the taxi culture and what's happening in South Africa. But most importantly, it questions it. It looks at how, like, the effects of patriarchy and GBV, particularly in this country, through the lens of through the vehicle of the taxi world.
So obviously, the taxi world is literally the vehicle that the story gets told. But part of the play is that you've readapted an anti-apartheid classic called Warza Albert, where Jesus comes back to what was then apartheid South Africa and has to navigate what the politics are of that time. But what you've actually done is updated that in some respects and brought that play into the new South Africa as well.
Yes. So it's like, imagine him being squeezed in the backseat of a taxi, and what would he see? What would he find?
Okay, so you must have had quite a lot of fun with coming up with a concept like that. Where did the idea come from?
No, the idea comes from, if you basically look at everyday South African life, there's so much inspiration and so much available in our country, and sometimes you just need to avail yourself and look what's there.
Now, give us a little bit about your journey into theatre. I mean, you have been involved for quite a long time. You're a judge on the Naledi Awards. You've done a number of other sort of things to do with film as well. What has been your journey going in terms of getting you to this point? Because I'll bring in the State Theatre in a minute and their involvement here. But what has been your movement here as a director?
I think for me, I've always loved this as a young child. Like, I've always loved the arts. I knew it was my purpose and my dream. And ever since I studied at the National School of the Arts, I've been a lover of theatres ever since. Even at university, I went to study at WITS. And I've always really looked at the arts as something not even quite of entertaining, but something that's entertaining, but that can also drive some deep conversation with our society using the arts.
So before you did this stage production, I mean, is this your first big directorship, or have you done others that are on the stage before?
So this is my biggest, because, as you know, the State Theatre is the biggest theatre in one of the biggest in Africa, actually. So I've done other productions in smaller festivals. But this is foremost my biggest one and the biggest stage. So yeah, it's quite exciting. I'm happy it's getting a lot of positive response. I can't wait for people to come and your listeners to really come watch it and engage it.
Maybe tell us a bit about that idea of just going back to the taxi again. You know, that I suppose for people, there's really two ways of being in a taxi. You're either in it and have to be a passenger, and that's one kind of experience, or you're on the outside and you're the other cars that are around taxis and that have to deal with the consequences of the industry. So, you know, is that something that you thought about when you were doing the play, the If you spent a lot of time in taxis, did you have to like find a taxi driver and make sure that we were doing it like correctly?
Yeah, it's exactly what you've spoken about, is that as South African, we all relate to it. It's either you're in or out. And this play looks at various scenarios, various where sometimes you find yourself in and sometimes you find yourself out. So there's a bit of us, the bit of where we can relate to it in various aspects, whether you use it or not. It's something that you cannot miss, you know. And it's also a bit of understanding a bit of that world.
Yes, absolutely, and getting to see it from the inside, which I suspect if you are on the outside. Yeah, then you get to see both sides of it. This play is part of the incubator program at the State Theatre. What is that all about, and how does it affect or help the play as it's put on at the moment?
So it's a program by the State Theatre that really supports the young theatre makers. Gives them access to the funding that they need to really create these amazing works. It's run by the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture through the State Theatre.
Okay, so actually you were selected to be part of this program in order to produce this particular play.
Yes. Competitive process, but yeah, made it, selected, and yeah.
I'm again struck by the use of Walser Albert. You know, I went to see Walser Albert, I don't know, it must have been before COVID. They did it at the Market, and I remember watching it and thinking, you know, it's quite cool that we get to watch Walser Albert again, and it was a very famous anti-apartheid play. But in some ways, I felt like shortchanged, right? Because at the time, it was like, I think during the Zuma era, and Zuma was you know, whatever, we're having all those issues with state capture, and I was like, this play is not being really reflective of the current reality. It's about apartheid, but actually we have such a bigger issue now, and they should be translating it into a contemporary South Africa. So as a younger filmmaker, someone who is part of these sorts of programs, what is your feeling about getting new stories out onto stage as opposed to just sort of recycling ones that were like famous in the past?
I think it's very important that we reflect our society and we get conversations going about what's currently happening in society. We get this conversation going, because yes, we can have public lectures and debates, but that tend to be boring. But I think through art we can have interesting debates and conversations. One side can know about the other, and we can really get a particular side of a story out there through the arts. The best medium to do that, you know. And especially be contemporary and current, because people, you want to see what's happening out there. We don't want to listen to debates and talks or hear from other people. We want to watch something and feel something and then have conversations going, you know.
And it's interesting, when you're talking about contemporary issues, I mean, as you said, the taxi is the vehicle, and it's an everyday experience, but really the message is around gender-based violence, which is a, you know, an awful scourge in our country, and so you've kind of picked that as the conversation piece about the message that you want to get across in the play.
Yeah, I picked that as a conversation piece, you know, the message that you want to have in the play, but it's not done as like a public lecture in a boring way. But if you watch the play, like, I really put you into different scenarios, because each scene is like a different sketch that would happen within that particular world. But then it's anchored around this important issue that really leaves you thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, wow, I never thought of it in that way, you know. So it's not always in your face. It's like that. But also the play touches on like what's happening in contemporary society, like the economics of the country, social political issues, but in a fun and engaging manner that you never think of. Like, there's a particular scene where like one of the people, he goes to the doctor for a checkup, and he's like, he thinks he's bitten by a vampire. He's worried he's going to turn into one. It's like, no, it's far more worse. You're bitten by a taxi driver, you're going to turn into one.
Very.
And the imagination around that. Oh my gosh.
sounds like the headline out of a Daily Sun newspaper.
Exactly. There's other scenarios where students are attending a lecture in the art of taxiology, you know.
We're talking to Obed Mutahong today. He is the director of a street taxi called Desiree. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. Talking today to Obed Mutahong. He is the director of a street taxi called Desiree, a new play at the State Theatre. Now, Obed, I'm interested to know from your perspective. We're sort of 4 years out of COVID, kind of, I guess five maybe, from the start of it at least. And that did a lot of damage to live art in general, but I think theatre in particular. Are you seeing that there's been a comeback in theatre, or is the industry still recovering? Where are people at with the state of theatre at the moment?
I think it's still in the recovery phase, but the more that we create work that's exciting, and the more we also get support like from your listeners coming through the show, the more it picks up, you know, because it's about really people really going out of their houses, wanting to see exciting work, being drawn to that. So it's all in the hands of ordinary people just getting out there, supporting the arts, making a difference, you know. And it's not even about just supporting. It's like you coming to watch something that's really going to impact you and entertain you at the end of the day and give you a whole experience that you can't get anywhere else.
And what has been the reaction? I mean, the play's been on for about a week, I think. What has been people's takes from the play?
Oh, man, it's been really, really positive, hey? Like, we had reviews from Robin Sasson, who's, like, a big reviewer in the theatre space. Really loved the place. Like, she was really moved by it. Articles that were written by, like, newspaper outlets, for example, the City Press. So people are really loving it. I think it's one of the plays to talk about this year. We are highlight. I think we're going to do really well at the Naledi's.
Yeah, that's good to hear. So there has been quite a good reaction. Now, Obed, you're not only a theatre production, you've done a little bit of filmmaking as well. What besides theatre, what else do you do, and what kind of mediums do you like to work in?
Yeah, so I work in various mediums, which is the biggest, like film. So yeah, I've also done like a documentary, particularly with the Jerusalem Film Festival, which was a really great experience at that. I've done other works. There's a documentary that I'm developing. There's a other short film that's out there in film festival, has received a couple of nominations all over the world. So yeah, I'm busy with other artistic endeavors as well. And there's some boards and councils that I also sit on, you know. Yeah.
So what is the name of that short film, so people, if they can look out for it?
Yeah, the name of the short film is called Dear Future Wife, starring Lelete Khumalo.
Okay, so that's if you want to see some of Obed's work outside of theatre, you can check that out. Obed, if people want to come see the show, it's on till Sunday at the State Theatre. Where can they book and where can they look out for more information on it?
So you just need to go to Web Tickets and search a street taxi named Desiree. Tickets are $150, or you could come to the theatre and purchase your tickets. The show's at 7 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Thursday, it's at 11 a.m. And then on Saturday, it's at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And on Sunday, it's at 3 p.m. So if you go to Web Ticket, you can Google search there, a street taxi named Desiree, get your ticket for $150. Or you can just come early at the theatre and purchase a ticket right there and really enjoy.
Well, there you go. Obed Mutahong, best of luck with the rest of the performances. And looking forward to seeing what else you have to offer us in the theatre space.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I can't wait for people to just come watch. And I'd love to hear feedback from your listeners on how was the show. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If you, I know a few community members who are going to be attending the show this week, so hopefully we'll be getting some good interactions and hearing more, so that we can and maybe you know, even do one in Johannesburg next time, or not so far in past the Boerewors curtain in Pretoria. No, I'm only joking. It's certainly worth the effort. Orbit, thank you so much, and best of luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Keep well.
There we go. Orbit Motong. Go check it out. A street taxi called Desiree, a mix of a streetcar named Desire and Warza Albert in contemporary South Africa. A really nice mix of different classics and themes for you to enjoy. Just go check it out on Web Tickets.